4. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden calling on states, energy companies, and Congress to lower gas prices.
President Biden says there needs to be a wartime footing to bringing down gas prices.
This is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times.
The president says prices are up nearly $2 a gallon since Russia invaded Ukraine and says oil companies are pocketing those profits.
Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product.
President Biden is also pressing Congress and states to approve gas tax holidays, though there has been bipartisan skepticism in Congress about such a move. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
School district police chief in Uvalde, Texas, placed on administrative leave as the investigation into the police response of the Robb Elementary School continues. A spokesman for the school district declined to say if Pete Arredondo would be paid while he's on leave. Delays in the police response to the shooting has become the focus of ongoing investigations. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed when a gunman went into the school, apparently through a door that was propped open. A New York jury finds the man who rammed his car into pedestrians 5 years ago in Times Square not responsible for his actions.
The jury said evidence showed Richard Rojas was suffering from mental illness when his car plowed through the popular tourist site, killing one woman and hurting more than 20 others. Jurors deliberated one day following a nearly 2-month trial. Prosecutors called Rojas' actions depraved, but the defense countered with Rojas' family testifying of his paranoid behavior after being dismissed from the Navy in 2014.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The judge says Rojas is now subject to an involuntary mental commitment instead of prison. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
One man was killed, another wounded in a shooting at a packed subway train in San Francisco this morning. Police say there was a fight between folks who may have known each other inside the subway before it stopped in the Castro District. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers reject an appeal of the state's dormant abortion ban.
With a gavel in and a gavel out, Wisconsin's GOP-controlled Senate and Assembly quickly adjourned a special session called for by Democratic Governor Tony Evers to repeal the state's abortion ban adopted back in 1849, though that went dormant in 1973 on the Roe v. Wade ruling. The governor's special session, which state Republicans have called an election year stunt, comes ahead of the U.S. Supreme Court's expected ruling this week that could make abortion a state issue, thus making active again Wisconsin's abortion ban, which would also activate a political and legal firestorm in the state. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Yellowstone National Park has partially reopened to visitors after record floods that reshaped the park's rivers and canyons, wiped out numerous roads, and left some areas known for their wildlife viewing inaccessible for months to come. No one has been allowed in the park since June 13th. One of the co-creators of the hippie musical Hair has died.
This is the dawning.
James Rado passed away Tuesday night of cardiorespiratory arrest at the age of 90. Hair was known as a groundbreaking show as it paved the way for rock music to be included in Broadway musicals. And it was also the first time that full nudity and a same-sex kiss were on the stage on The Great White Way. The show originally lost the Tony Award in 1969. However, it did go on to win it for Best Revival in 2009.
Fox's Anna Eliopoulos. Rado told the Hudson Report that year that none of the show's creators anticipated it would have such an enormous impact. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.